Well, yes, the general election has to take place by June the 3rd next year. The opinion polls, the latest ICM poll in The Guardian, shows that Labour, to put it politely, is struggling. But obviously, he is not a party political person. He is a civil servant. He is there to act for the government and for the Prime Minister of the day, whoever that may be. But he's a close friend of Peter Mandelson. Peter Mandelson believes that the current Downing Street communications operation has weaknesses, and Simon Lewis is designed to help that out. In a sense, the greatest challenge that Peter Mandelson believes is facing this government and this Prime Minister is to really put forward a key, compelling narrative of how this government and this Prime Minister is going to take Britain out of the recession, take Britain out of the downturn. And Simon Lewis, with his background in the palace, but perhaps on this one more significantly, his background in business for Vodafone and Centrica, that he will play a major role in that. So they hope.
And how easy is it going to be for Simon Lewis to fit into Gordon Brown's team at number 10?
Well, there's not a happy story of outsiders coming in and working in this Downing Street. The classic example of that would be that when Gordon Brown decided to reorganise the Downing Street operation after the famous election that never was, Tom Scholar, who was his chief of staff, who he'd brought over from the Treasury, went back to the Treasury, and Stephen Carter was brought in to be the director of strategy. That didn't work. Stephen Carter was shunned by the inner members of the Brown Circle, and at the reshuffle in October last year, Stephen Carter left, was given a peerage, became the communications minister, and indeed yesterday published the Digital Britain white paper, but he's now leaving the government next month. So it hasn't been a happy story for outsiders coming in. But I think there are two big differences here. One, Gordon Brown has been shaken to the core by Labour's disastrous electoral performance in the European elections, 15.7% of the vote, and he knows he needs to mend his ways. And the second thing is that it's pretty obvious that Peter Mandelson is playing a pretty important role in refashioning Downing Street. This Simon Lewis appointment has the fingerprints of Peter Mandelson all over it. So I think it will be different to the Stephen Carter appointment, and I would imagine that Simon Lewis will be on much stronger ground.
And Simon Lewis replaces Michael Ellam. Tell us about him.
Well, Michael Ellam is a long-serving aide of Gordon Brown's. First came to his attention when he was Director of Communications at the Treasury. That's a post that is always held by a high-flying Treasury official because you have to handle sensitive economic data. Transferred to number 10 with the Prime Minister in 2007 to become his press secretary. Michael Ellam is highly respected by journalists who cover British politics. He's very straight. Some members of the Brown Circle are not seen as being straight. They're seen as being a little overly aggressive. Not the case with Michael Ellam, very straight. But I think privately he'll be absolutely delighted to be going back to the Treasury. That is his natural habitat. Are quite keen to put a little bit of distance between themselves and Gordon Brown as we run up into the next general election. It's always difficult for civil servants who've worked close to a Prime Minister if there's a change of government, but particularly so with Gordon Brown because he is seen as a deeply partisan figure by the Conservatives. They believe he politicised the Treasury.